Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where in each episode we reflect on a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Hierocles in How We Ought to Conduct Ourselves Towards Our Kindred. Please bear with me this time. The quotation is a bit long, but well worth it. Each of us is, as it were, circumscribed by many circles. The first, indeed, and most proximate circle is that which everyone describes about his own mind as a center. The second from this, and which is at a greater distance from the center, but comprehends the first circle, is that in which parents, brothers, wife, and children are arranged. Next to this is that which contains the common people, then that which comprehends those of the same tribe, afterwards, that which contains the citizens. But the outermost and greatest circle, and which comprehends all the other circles, is that of the whole human race. It is the province of him who strives to conduct himself properly in each of these connections to collect, in a certain respect, the circles, as it were, to one center, and always to endeavor earnestly to transfer himself from the comprehending circles to the several particulars which they comprehend. This is arguably the most famous passage from Hierocles, of whom we unfortunately only have fragments. It is the best known explanation of the Stoic concept of cosmopolitanism, the idea that we are all brothers and sisters in this life together to help each other. Hierocles is here describing a series of concentric circles similar to those imagined by modern utilitarian philosopher Peter Singer. But while Singer talks about expanding our circles of concern from our immediate family and friends outward, to eventually include the whole human race, Hierocles arrives at the same result by contracting the circles. We ought to bring others closer and closer to us. Hierocles even made the practical suggestion to refer to strangers as brothers, sisters, uncles, and aunts, depending on their age difference with us. The more we do this, the more it becomes ingrained into us that we really are one big family. It is an early application of the modern approach known as cognitive behavioral therapy. First, change your cognitive judgment about something. Then, work on reshaping your behavior through practice. Try it out today. It will make you feel better, and perhaps it will be a small step toward making the world a better place. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, fate permitting, of course.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.